Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny, steady temperatures lower to mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies in the upper teens. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the lower 30s. As into Sunday, mostly cloudy skies at 41. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. State prison officials are saying five correctional officers were injured during a disturbance at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility this week. The DOC says the officers received medical treatment. The disturbance occurred Tuesday. The Kansas Department of Corrections said in a news release the facility was on lockdown. The inmates involved in the disturbance are now in restrictive housing as the investigation is ongoing. A conservative legislator in Kansas pursuing a proposal to prevent transgender high school and middle school students from playing on sports teams aligned with their gender identities. LGBTQ rights advocates are trying to kill the proposal by Representative Michael Capps even before he can formally introduce it. And a Sedgwick County jury yesterday convicted Rachel Hilliard of first-degree murder in the decapitation death of 63-year-old Mickey Davis. Hilliard facing 15 years to life in prison. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Police in Wichita say they believe a body found in Cowley County is that of a 50-year-old homicide victim from Hutchinson. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson said yesterday the body was found during an investigation into the death of Jerry Jones. KTV reports the body was found in a structure in northwest Cowley County yesterday. Forensic scientists will make positive identification. 53-year-old Jeffrey Hill is charged with second-degree murder in Jones's death. Police have said a man reported Hill's involvement in a homicide in December and that Jones' body was buried at an unknown location outside of Wichita. A man shot during an altercation with a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper died from his injuries. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 33-year-old Gaston Nava Saucedo died Wednesday at a Topeka hospital. The trooper fired shots at the man after a traffic stop when the man re-entered his vehicle and tried to drive away with the trooper partially holding on to the vehicle. The trooper was injured. He's on administrative leave. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. At the end of January, Governor Pete Ricketts signed paperwork to formally name Nebraska's section of U.S. Highway 20 as the Nebraska Medal of Honor Highway. KRVN reports the signing took place on Veterans Legislative Day, an annual event at the state capitol for veterans and veteran service organizations to learn about veteran and military-related legislation. The Nebraska State Capitol's public wireless internet has been turned off temporarily after a critical security breach. Senator Mike Hilger's chairman of the legislature's executive board says the Wi-Fi was shut down to protect the state's network and the private information held by state lawmakers and other state officials. He says the internet service will return as soon as it's safe. His comments came after several lawmakers complained they had lost access to public internet while on the legislative floor. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Marshall County Conservation District banquet and meeting was held Wednesday in Marysville. Makers Conservation Awards for Soil Conservation went to Bob and Pam Blazer of Waterville, Mickey and Mary Naud of Lillis, and Jan and Ann Shell of Marysville. The Grassland Award went to Jill and Penny Howell of Marysville, and the Windbreak Award to Don and Marsha Holzing of Axtell. Marysville Junior High girls basketball coach Jamie Miniman was recognized at the MHS basketball games Tuesday as Kansas Middle School Coach of the Year by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Miniman led the 8th grade girls to a repeat North Central Kansas League championship. That team was also recognized. The Chardon Polka Band has been performing for elementary students in Marshall County this week and will present a concert for the public Friday evening at 7 at the Okito Community Center. Free will donation, the performance sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Hanover High School Winter Ball is Saturday. Crowning is set for 7:30 p.m. Queen candidates are Deja Atkins, Macy Richter, and Chloe Sin. King candidates are Blake Heenick, Jacob Juniman, and Jacob Klipp. Pony Express Museum in Marysville will host an inaugural lecture series this Sunday. How it all began will focus on the trails and rails crossing here. Chief Lucy of the Call Indians will be featured as Pauline Sharp portrays her grandmother, Lucy Ty Eads, the first woman chief of the Call tribe. She tells the story of the Kansas people for whom the state of Kansas took its name. A discussion and refreshments will follow the 2 p.m. program Sunday, open to the public at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. Additional details online at the Pony Express website and Facebook page. State Senator Elaine Bowers will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talks about current work underway in committee.
The big one I want to mention for us back home in Marshall County, this is renaming the 5-mile stretch between Blue Rapids and Waterville. It'll be the Corporal Allen Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway. So we should work that bill quite easily, and it'll hit the Senate floor and then travel over to the House, just like the bills are doing at this time.
A valuable experience for young people getting involved in government is the PAGE program, which Shailene Bowers outlined.
One program that's very popular here in Topeka, and it's been going on for decades, but it's the PAGE program, where students in middle school, junior high, or high school come and spend the day with us. There's PAGEs on the House and PAGEs in the Senate. They meet the governor, have a tour of the Capitol. But I do have a few dates open, and all you have to do is reach out to me. Just send me an email on the legislative website, and we can reserve a spot. So I would be very happy if there's any students who would like to come spend the day with me. It's a great program, and it's not as boring as they might think. So I'm very happy to share my time with the kids.
State Senator Elaine Bowers, again, will be a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. James F. Jim Heenick, age 79, of Hanover, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jim Heenick. Donna R. Crossauer, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home in Riley, burial in the Riley Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Donna Crosshour. Cynthia A. Genshork, age 73 of Waterville, passed away January 29th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Afton Trinity Lutheran Church, northwest of Waterville. Private interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Cindy Genshork. Marcia F. Engelken, age 76 of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Jorgensen Malone Londine Funeral Home of Manhattan in charge of arrangements for Marcia Engelken. Lola Flyder, age 93, of Table Rock, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Table Rock. Interment in the Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 4 until 6 at the United Methodist Church in Table Rock. Quarry Mortuary Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lola Flyder. Lola S. Stiggy, age 96, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Loretta Stiggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, whole wheat bread, and fruited jello. On Monday's menu, beef tips, egg noodles, Capri blend vegetables, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
It's time to polka with the Chardon Polka Band, Friday at the Okito Community Center at 7. They're a modern polka band bringing this traditional music to a new generation. These polka punks play everything from traditional dances to fun renditions of oddball favorites. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative will accept a free will donation, and you are able to bring your own snacks and drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, to the concert. Enjoy a new generation of polka Friday at the Okito Community Center. Sponsored by MCAC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a clipper system across the upper parts moving into the central and east central parts of the United States. Much of this system is off to our east. We'll see a few clouds for today, but then clearing skies as we head into tonight. Beautiful weather for tomorrow. We have another low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers, some heavy across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like in our area, we're just going to see some cloud cover as of right now as we head into Sunday and into Sunday night. Otherwise, temperatures back into the 40s starting tomorrow through early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, becoming partly sunny, steady temperatures lower to mid 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight we'll have clear skies in the upper teens, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early February, 41, record high on this date, 67, in 2009. The average low, 20, and the record low is 3 below 0 in 2014. Sunset this evening, 5:53, sunrise in the morning at 7:29. 32 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds out of a north-northwest at 5 to 10. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of February. KNDY News time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Russ and LeBron square off in Los Angeles, and the Bucks keep rolling. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite being outmatched in size, the Rockets took down the Western Conference leading Lakers with small ball.
Westbrook driving. still picking up, is still dribbling. They've got three guys on him, and he got to the rim and scored anyway.
The opposing call on ESPN LA 710, led by Russell Westbrook's team-high 41 points. The Rockets shot 45% from three-point range, topping the Lakers in Los Angeles 121-111. In Milwaukee, the reigning MVP had his way with the reeling 76ers.
Bledsoe driving out to Giannis. Giannis shoots a three-pointer. Hit it! Big one for Giannis. ABC. Easy as 1-2-3 for the MVP.
On WTMJ, Giannis Antetokounmpo recorded his fifth straight game with at least 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists as the Bucks cruised to a 112-101 win. The 76ers are 8-11 since Christmas. This is ABC Sports. To the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens rallied for their injured captain at home against the Anaheim Ducks.
And Petrie with a little room, up ice, coming right side, driving the net, Suzuki, Petrie, Wade shoots, scores! What a shot by Jeff Petrie!
On TSN Radio 690, Jeff Petrie's goal, just 25 seconds into overtime, carried the Canadiens to a 3-2 win. In a potential playoff preview, the hot sticks of the Tampa Bay Lightning were on full display against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Left wing Cirelli across the blue line left circle. Cirelli holds, shoots, score! On the very next shift, Cirelli! And it's 3-1 Lightning!
On 970 WFLA, Lightning win 4-2. Other scores, the Golden Knights crushed the Panthers 7-2. The Jets doubled up the Blues 4-2. Devils shut out the Flyers 5-zip, and the Predators edged the Flames 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville wrestlers drop a decision Thursday at Manhattan 51-30. Marysville High wrestlers at Silver Lake for tournament action Saturday. Pioneer Conference semifinals at Diller Odell on Thursday. In girls play, top seed Falls City Sacred Heart over Diller Odell 45-19. Lord Central Catholic defeated Sterling 50-46. Girls consolation Saturday, Diller Odell hosting Sterling at 3. In the championship, Falls City Sacred Heart faces Lord Central Catholic. Boys semifinals, top seed Falls City Sacred Heart over Lords 50-34. Johnson Brock topped Tri-County 49-37. Saturday consolation, Lords versus Tri-County. And in the championship, Falls City Sacred Heart meets Johnson Brock. Consolation and championship games at Diller Odell. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Abilene. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. The game's at Marysville Friday. In our Friday tip-off feature, Frankfort at Centralia live on KNDY FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Axtell. Washington County tips off at Wetmore. Lynn is at Troy. Marysville is host to Centralia in girls and boys action Saturday. Varsity girls tip about 2:30. Boys action to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our broadcasts on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. U.S. agriculture turns its attention to the U.K. and EU for next-step trade deals after the U.S. deals with China, Mexico, Canada, and Japan. London and Brussels have already had words on the EU's rules demands for the U.K. to formalize Brexit by the end of this year, possibly delaying the final U.K.-EU deal for months or even longer. That will not stop the trade-anxious U.K. from at least negotiating with Washington, says American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
The U.K. wants to do a trade deal with the U.S. as they leave the EU. We know, of course, they have to do the EU first before they can sign anything with the U.S., but they can still negotiate. And, of course, there's lots of issues with the EU, and, of course, the president has focused on that a lot, especially during his recent trip over to Davos for the World Economic Forum.
The European Union's been a reluctant U.S. trade deal partner, unwilling to talk about its protected agriculture in any deal. The U.K. will no longer be at least politically limited by that stance. But even before a U.K. or any EU deal with the United States, Salmonson says United States farmers do have quite a bit to celebrate.
Saw the deal with Japan get done. We've seen the USMCA not only get concluded, but now pass Congress. Of course, further on movement by Canada. We've seen this China deal that was so long in coming get done. And, of course, that goes into a force in mid-February, and we'll watch that closely, how that's implemented and how China lives up to its commitments to make purchases.
China announced it will implement commitments to cut tariffs on a range of United States products, including soybeans, starting on the 14th of February. Analysts see the move through the part of the Phase 1 deal as a confidence booster amid the coronavirus outbreak, which some did fear could slow China's ability to meet the targeted 2020 purchases. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. net cash farm income, the total income after expenses, forecast to decrease $13.1 billion to $109.6 billion in 2020. When adjusted for inflation, the drop almost 11% compared to the previous year. U.S. net farm income, a broader measure of profitability, as it incorporates non-cash items like economic depression and gross input rental income, and it's forecast to increase by $1.4 billion to $96.7 billion in 2020. That's a 1.4% jump over 2019. Now, USDA says that the forecast changes are accurate. Net cash farm income for 2020 would be 0.6% below the inflation-adjusted average calculated throughout 2000 through 2018. Net farm income would be 5.4% above the average during 2000 to 2018. The two income measures will diverge this year because of how the net sales from inventories are treated. Net cash farm income records the income in the year a sale took place, while net farm income counts it in the year production occurred. For example, high net sales at $14.9 billion from crop inventory forecast in 2019 expected to boost net cash farm income significantly that year. Very low net sales from inventories, about a half a billion dollars in 2020, expected to contribute to a decrease in net cash farm income between the 2 years. And 2019, a banner year for U.S. pork exports in terms of volume and value, reaching about $7 billion. That comes from USDA data. Exports of U.S. beef below 2019 record levels, while lamb export volume was the second largest on record. Pork exports rose just over 282,000 metric tons in December, up 34% year over year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Let's talk about phase one of the trade deal and what it has done to the commodity markets. More specifically, let's talk about wheat. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation. Foundation is here to help.
There were a lot of farmers who were disappointed after that phase one of the trade deal was signed. Farmers who were wanting to part with some of their binned corn and soybeans. Those markets have not done well. But wheat seems to be a different story. Brian Splitt is with us. He's an analyst with AgMarket.net. Brian, what's going on with wheat?
So wheat's the market right now that has the strongest uptrend going, and wheat will probably be a benefactor of the trade deal at some point, but we do have other things going on. We've got a supply globally that is getting smaller as time goes by. We've got a player in the wheat market globally, Pakistan, that is having a wheat crisis right now. And so it's very important for them to have enough wheat. Their diet there consumes a lot of flour-based products. And so they recently had to come in and purchase wheat when they – over the last several years have made an effort to not only feed their own people but become a wheat exporter. So they haven't done a very good job. They don't have a very good infrastructure internally to store wheat. So you've got a country that is caught short of wheat supplies right now. You've got Australia that is having concerns. So we've got more than just the trade war story that is helping wheat.
Brian Splitt with AgMarket.net. Overall, what kind of advice are you giving to your farmer clients this winter, Brian?
Right now, we are really focusing on using the app that we've developed to look at producers' costs. What does it cost to grow a bushel of corn? What does it cost to grow a bushel of soybeans? In our app, we can use this to test strategies to see what kind of revenue we would be locking in on a per acre basis. And we really want to focus on on the profit that's there, not the price. $4.405 December corn does not mean the same thing to everybody. So we want to think ahead. Traditionally, over the last several years, we've seen lows that were made in spring that have been as low as the low to mid 360s on December corn. And we want to be in a position of strength. If we end up making lows down there, we can think about, hey, should we be rolling out to July to capture carry? Should we be putting some money in the account from our hedges than just sitting there with our fingers crossed hoping the market goes back up?
AgMarket.net, right, Brian?
That is correct, AgMarket.net.
Back after this.
The River Valley Extension District is seeking to hire an office professional for the Concordia office and 4-H program managers for Washington and Clay Center offices. Candidates must have a high school diploma or equivalent, a current Kansas driver's license, and pass a background check. Benefits include paid holidays, sick and vacation leave, health, dental, and vision insurance, and CAPERS retirement. See www.rivervalley.kstate.edu for information and application materials. The River Valley Extension District is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 32 degrees, winds out of a northwest 5 to 10. Not a lot of warming today. In fact, a few snow flurries could be in the air yet today. But middle 40s on tap Saturday look pretty promising with sunshine.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. President Donald Trump announced yesterday that the Kansas City Chiefs are invited to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win. Andy Reid previously told reporters, if they're inviting us, I'll be there. It's quite an honor. The Chiefs have not confirmed when the team will make the trip, but during a news conference yesterday, President Trump told reporters they're coming soon, very soon. Definitely not too early to talk baseball as the Kansas City Royals head into spring training with a new outlook. The team was sold in the offseason to Kansas City businessman John Sherman, and Mike Matheny was hired to replace retired manager Ned Yost. The moves come after the Royals lost more than 100 games for the second consecutive year. College hoops tomorrow. It's the KU Jayhawks and TCU Horned Frogs at 11 o'clock, and K-State squaring off with the Iowa State Cyclones. That a 7 p.m. tip-off tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville wrestlers drop a decision Thursday at Manhattan 51-30. Marysville I wrestlers at Silver Lake for tournament action Saturday. Pioneer Conference semifinals at Diller Odell on Thursday. In girls play, top seed Fall City Sacred Heart over Diller Odell 45-19. Lord Central Catholic defeated Sterling 50-46. Girls consolation Saturday, Diller Odell hosting Sterling at 3. In the championship, Fall City Sacred Heart faces Lord Central Catholic. Boys semifinals, top seed Fall City Sacred Heart over Lords 50-34. Johnson Brock top Tri-County 49-37. Saturday, consolation, Lords versus Tri-County. Head of the championship, Fall City Sacred Heart meets Johnson Brock. Consolation and championship games at Diller Odell. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Abilene. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. The game's at Marysville Friday. In our Friday tip-off feature, Frankfort at Centralia live on KNDY FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Axtell. Washington County tips off at Wetmore. Lynn is at Troy. Marysville is host to Centralia in girls and boys action Saturday. Varsity girls tip about 2:30. Boys action to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our broadcasts on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Tea is a warm, comforting beverage, so it's easy for gardeners to be seduced by compost tea for their plants. A look at the brewing controversy on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Little House on the Prairie writer Laura Ingalls Wilder was born on this day. Compost tea for the garden is made by hanging a compost-filled burlap bag in water and using the resulting coffee brown liquid to fortify soil and plantings. But the practice has been brewing some controversy as well. Critics say the benefits are overstated, providing nothing more than what occurs naturally when rainwater seeps through a layer of compost. Producers claim that special additives and aeration provide added benefits. What's lacking is definitive science. As you plan your springtime garden, maybe you should plan for some side-by-side comparisons this spring. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his life.